Maul, stop trying to deflect, man. Kanye, walk us through it.
A few days. We spoke about it last pod. It doesn't seem like this is just an egotistical about him type of thing. He seems like he's just trying to change the narrative, for all artists, all creators. He's just trying to change what system has already been in place for years. And I like it. The pissing on the Grammy thing was a little far for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you have to actually go out of your way to put a Grammy in the toilet and piss on it.
Like, and then remove it from the toilet.
Yeah, because you know he definitely removed it. That's not still in the toilet. But it's just like...
And just imagine sitting there drinking water like, hold on, give me 1 second.
Yeah, almost done. Yeah, that was just a little weird, but...
Timing out the piss.
I understand the messaging behind it, and I like it. I like what he's doing. This is, to me, this is probably the best Kanye rant that we've gotten. Because it's not just about him. It seems like it's about all artists that he's trying to fight for and all artists' rights. So I respect that. I got to respect it.
I love it. I'd like to see what the action plan is, because he's asking something that is, to some degree, insane when it comes to these types of deals.
What's to ask the for the masters?
Just to give every artist their masters back. That's like, I'm with Ye all the way on everything that he's saying. I love what he's saying. I'm with all this shit. I would just love to know what the action plan, showing me a text message to talk to them, which is great, because even talking to these people, I didn't even know they had phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, these people, I had no idea you could really text these people.
But that was part of Kanye's thing, was that we don't even know these people yet. They own more of my shit than I do.
I've heard none of these names in my entire life.